Hi everybody, it's Angel. I am not sure about this, really not. This is, I've been requested for months now. People have been asking me to take the OkCupid at OkCupid.com penis preference test. And I've been putting it off. So here, I'm finally recording it. So everyone who's been asking, so I've got my iPad here. I'm in bed. I got my iPad sitting on a pillow in front of me. I got it pulled up. I'm ready to start. It says, big or small, have you seen them all? Compare dick pics to choose your preference. This is for women, but guys can answer too, if you're into dick. Lovely. All right. So I don't know if you know, I get a lot of email and, mail, on Tumblr and I get lots of pictures and lots of videos. And so, this is just going to be like a walk in the park, only I'm actually sharing my opinion. Before I even start, let's just say I have no idea what to say, about this, because in real life, I am a rather bashful individual. I'm not shy. I'm very outgoing. I'm very honest. But when it comes, to seeing a man's cock, unless I know I get to fuck it, I really don't have an opinion on it. Okay, here we go. I'm starting. How long do you think this dick is? 4 inches, 4.5, 5, 5.5, 6, 6.5. Oh my God, math? Really? I don't know. I don't want to keep looking at it. I'm going to say 4.5. Number two, which dick would better satisfy you? The one on the left or the one on the right? All right, well, let's just say, the one on the right, I don't know what the man in this picture is thinking when he's posing like this. It looks like he's getting offered in sacrifice. I'm just going with the one on the left because the guy is standing rather normal. Number three, how would you describe this dick? Teeny, tiny, small, average, medium, big, huge. I guess average? Wait, average and medium, those are like the same, aren't they? Like that, I mean, I guess not, but what's better? I don't want to be insulting. Let's go with average. Okay, four. How would you describe this dick? That's not what I was expecting when I scrolled down. There's like a... I always look at the background of pictures. But there's like a TV tray and a dresser. Teeny, tiny, small, average, medium, big. I'll say big. We'll go with big for this guy. Good job. Which type of cock feels better, assuming the guy knows how to use it? Okay, here's the thing. I have fucked a guy who was porno huge. Like, huge. Like, I will never encounter a cock bigger than this. Ever in my life. I'm positive of it. The odds are not with me in that. And I'm okay with it. Like, he was not that great. No, granted, if he would have, they were good times. I will admit that. I fucked him more than once. I mean, we dated for a long time. So, but I've also had sex with a guy who had a very, very small penis. And I mean, small, like when he wasn't hard, it was pretty much inside him. And fucking sex was amazing. So, Like, the huge, I just, no, large. We'll go with medium, 6 to 8. Although, a small, 4 to 6. I mean, it really, we'll go with medium, 6 to 8. Why not? Okay. Which dick looks more appealing when flaccid? This is so I can't believe I'm doing this. That is to say, which one do you think you'd like to have inside of you? The one on the left or the one on the right? Okay, so the one on the left is not very big, and the other one looks like the guy, I don't know. Like, can I just say the one on the left, the guy with the smaller one, has a way better body, and I like the way he's standing better, if that matters at all. I can't tell his background, or I would judge him more. I don't know. And the guy on the right, I would say the guy on the left, the smaller guy. Sure, why not? Don't know. The TP tube, oh, the toilet paper tube test says that if you can fit inside, a dick is tiny. What would you say this dick was? I didn't know that. Did you know there was a test? Oh, if you're a guy, you probably do. You guys are fascinated with your cocks, which I love. I'm thrilled with that. I'm not complaining at all. Okay, so you're telling me. You guys, to find out if you're big or small, you take an empty, I'm assuming, I guess you don't have, it doesn't have to be empty, it could have toilet paper still on it. You take a toilet paper tube and try and slide it on your cock to see if your size is appealing. That's horrible. Don't do that. You're perfect the way you are, okay? Anyways, no, this guy that I'm looking at would not fit. He clearly, well, it would be close. It would not feel good to him because that's cardboard. Good Lord. I can barely get one of my fingers in my pussy half the time at the start. I'm that tight. Compared to a toilet paper tube. Oh my goodness. Okay. It's like 4. It's 4:30 in the morning while I'm recording this, so I'm sorry. I don't know. Okay, anyways, what was the question? What would you say this dick was? I would say, well, so are you saying it's average? Oh, if it fits inside the toilet paper tube, you're small. Well, he's barely there, so I would it would be a tight fit, I think. He could do it. No, he might break it. I don't know. I don't know. He looks. Let's say I've gotten a lot of pictures of similar looking. Maybe you guys aren't sending me your real cock pictures. Maybe you're finding them on the internet. That could be very possible. But this looks like we're going with. I don't know. Big. We'll say big. We'll just say big. This guy's big. Okay. Oh, more and more of toilet paper comparisons. Okay, can I just say I hate when people leave the toilet seat up? Not the toilet seat, like the lid, the top part. Because I have a really shitty grip, and usually when I'm at home, I live alone, so it doesn't matter here. But like if I go to other people's houses, I usually have my cell phone, my iPhone in my hoodie pocket if I'm wearing a hoodie, which obviously it's summer, so I don't. But then like it always I've dropped two phones in the toilet because people leave the seat thing up. I'd always drop stuff in there because I have a bad grip. Anyways, that's what's in the picture. That's why I'm talking like that. Anyways, question 8. The TP tube test says that if you can. Okay, so yeah, we know. Okay, so this guy. We're gonna say he's. I'd say he's average. He probably fits in. Wait a minute, are we saying if it can fit inside? Wait, is this length or is this girth? Because the other guy's obviously much longer. But this guy's... this is up for my interpretation, I guess. I would say this guy's average. Right? Alright. Finished. Oh, they're gonna give me your results? Really? I'm not filling all this nonsense out. What results could they possibly give me after taking this test? They're gonna tell me I like cock? I could have told them that before. I wouldn't be taking the quiz. We're just gonna leave that be a mystery. I hope that was entertaining. Did you follow along? Did you get on HelloQuizzy.OKCupid.com and follow along and compare yourself to see if Angel would want your cock inside of her? I love cock. I like pussy too. I'm open to things and doing things. There are certain cocks I can think of the owner of one cock that I'd really like to have in me right now. But, oh, my cat just meowed. I hope that wasn't too loud. Usually I stop this when they do that, but that's really just because they're fantasies. Here I'm just talking about penis sizes. Anyways, I have people, just really quickly, I have people trying to talk me into big cocks are just always better. I have guys, like, telling me, you know that big cocks are just better, da 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 da. No, I don't agree. I really don't. I think if I have a connection with the person, that's all that matters to me. If they're huge or if they're really small, I don't care. I don't care. If I have feelings for this person, if I'm turned on by this person, that is all that's going to matter to me. And no one's going to change my mind on that. So I hope you guys are great. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope it was mildly entertaining. I love you all. Mwah. I'll talk to you very soon. Bye.